I've got a very special guest on the telephone. On August 4th, Roger Waters, who wrote most of the lyrics and much of the music to Pink Floyd's albums, is coming for a rare concert appearance at the Tweeter Center. Tickets are going on sale this Sunday at 1 p.m. And I've got him on the phone right now. So let's welcome to the airwaves of 100.7 WZLX, Mr. Roger Waters.
Hi,
Roger.
Hi, Carter.
How are you?
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Good to hear from you again.
It's been a long time.
It sure has.
It's been like 7 years since Amused to Death.
Yeah.
It's gone very quickly. So you're touring now?
Yep.
Why tour now?
Well, I'm ever since 92, in fact, when I was doing Amused to Death, when I did a show in the Universal Amphitheater in L.A. for John Henry for the Walden Woods Project.
Right.
And it was a great evening. It was John Fogerty, Neil Young, me, and Don. And we did a few numbers each, and I loved it. You know, it was just great. I came off stage and I thought, wow, I'd really like to do that again. Now, this summer, I have plans to be with my family on the East Coast for 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, maybe this is the time to do it. So we've put 20 dates in. And, you know, in the month starting June the 22nd and finishing August the 22nd. And so I thought, okay, fine, I'm going for it.
You know, the last time you were out on the road on Radio Chaos,
yeah,
doing a full-blown tour. Now, I remember you had your kids out on the tour, and they were getting tutored while they were on the road.
Yeah, that's right.
So how old are they now?
My biggest one is 22, and my little one is 21.
So what are they listening to? Do they listen to, like, your albums from years ago? Or are they listening to hard...
Certainly, I think my son does, but, you know, he's in bands himself. He's a very good keyboard player, as it happens. I had toyed with the idea of him playing some keyboards in this show, but I think he may be too involved in his own stuff.
Does he have this sort of denial mentality, Roger? Like, he doesn't want to acknowledge his rock star father?
I think he understands that... you know, it's a double-edged sword, that it opens doors, and it's also a bit of baggage that it might be better not to have to carry. But having said that, it was tough on the rest of us who didn't have famous fathers as well. It's tough for anybody trying to break into rock and roll.
Roger, who's going out with you in your touring band this year? And are you going to have an elaborate stage set up like on the Radio Chaos tour?
No, well, I have no plans to do that. It will be a less elaborate show because it's a much shorter tour, and they're mainly rather smaller venues. I've got some of the same players from that tour. Graham Broad, who was the drummer with Radio Chaos, is playing with me, and so is Andy Fairweather Lowe. I've got a keyboard. John Karen is playing keyboards, and I've got a youngish American guitar player called Doyle Blamel, who played with Jimmy Ray Vaughan. So, and that's basically the band. There might be one more keyboard player or one more guitar player. I'm kind of going to wait till we get into rehearsals to see what we need. And it kind of depends on the set list that I come down with, which I've been working on for the last few weeks, trying to whittle it down, you know, to make it a tolerable length.
Roger, a lot of my listeners here at ZLX have been asking if you'll be doing any Pink Floyd material at all in this tour.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm going right back to the beginning, and I'm doing stuff from everything.
You never got a chance to tour on Amused to Death, your last solo album. Are we actually going to get a chance to hear some music from that solo album?
No question. At the moment, my list of songs to do from Amused to Death, I think there's 5 songs. Well, I won't get to do them all because, you know, I've picked sort of 3 or 4 or 5 songs from all the albums that I've made or been involved with over the years. And if I did that, the show would be like 5 hours long. So
that'd be excellent. let's do it.
Yeah, it'd be all right for you. I've got to sing the thing, you know. I'm 55 years old. Give me a break.
We're talking to Roger Waters from Pink Floyd right now, who's on the phone from Barbados. We haven't heard from you for a while. What the heck have you been up to these last few years?
I've been writing an opera for the last umpteen years. It's going really, really well. I've recorded 80 minutes of excerpts. I've recorded all the orchestra. I'm recording the chorus parts in Paris between June the 8th and June the 21st. I think it'll be out in the year 2000.
Roger, do you have any plans on the books right now for a live performance of that work?
There will be concert performances without any question.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we sort of talked to the people who like Tanglewood and Chicago, and people at the Hollywood Bowl are very interested in putting on a concert. Now, when there will be a production of the opera, that would be years down the line, because there's so much money involved and it takes so much time to put that kind of stuff together that I think people would wait and see whether, you know, what the kind of reaction was to the music, because, you know, in the light of what other people out of rock and roll have done, whether they've ventured into classical music, I could understand people thinking, well, yeah, let's just wait and see.
Did you find a transition from working on, you know, epic rock works like The Wall to classical music to be easy or more difficult than you expected, or how'd it go?
I had to learn to work a computer, and with the great help from a great friend of mine called Rick Wentworth in England, who's been working on the orchestrations with me, I had to learn a lot about orchestras and what instruments can play what, and how manuscript works and all that kind of thing, which I had a very, very sketchy knowledge of before.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the thing about dynamic and the expression of emotion is not really very different when you're writing an opera or a symphony than it is if you're writing The Wall. It still has to have a shape, and it has to have, you know, loud bits and quiet bits, and it has to be dynamic, and it has to flow, and it has to, you know, all of that kind of stuff is what I've been working on naturally for the last 30 years anyway.
We have Roger Waters of Pink Floyd on the phone here with us. There's been a lot of talk about healing the breach between you and David Gilmour to put you two back together in Pink Floyd. You've heard so much. Are any of the rumors or reports true?
Well, the only things that I have heard from them is that they wanted me to perform Dark Side of the Moon with them in London the last time they did a great big world tour. But I didn't want to do that. And I think they kind of want me to pat them on the head and say, everything's okay, guys, you know, you did good, and it's all right. And they went, I feel fine about what's happened. It was kind of hard for a while, just realizing just how powerful the name was. But, you know, a lot of water's gone under the bridge, and I'm really enjoying my life, and I'm really happy doing the work that I'm doing. I can't imagine, a Hell Freezes Over tour, to be honest. As far as I can see, it would still be allowing the numbers to rule, you know. I can't think of any reason for me going back in and making a Pink Floyd record or doing a short or a tour or anything, other than if I was to say, okay, you know, you got me. I want to be a big star. I want all of that crap. I want all of that weight that I disavowed when I left, and I want to re-embrace all that stuff that I attacked when I wrote The Wall, and I want to change all my philosophies, everything that I've said and that I feel about music and, you know, my own integrity and my politics and everything about my life, I renege now, and let's all go out and make a lot of money together. That's not going to happen. All of those things in my life are really important to me. The music is really important to me. The kind of magic that we had before we were successful is really important to me. That connection between the performer and the audience and the ideas and the songs, I want to be part of that. I don't want to be part of this. Do you know how much we grossed? Crap. I haven't wanted that since 1977 when I said, I don't want that. I never want to do that again. I still never want to do that again.
I'll take that as a no. Do you have any desire after the opera's finished that you might work on another rock-oriented project, a rock and roll album?
I'm very glad you asked that question. I'm booked into a studio in February 2000. It's already happened. I've got an idea that I want to pursue. I've written a bunch of stuff. I'm quite excited about it. And in order to make sure that I kind of pursue it, I've said, right, I'm going to do it that month. I'm going into a studio and I'm going to start work, or do a lot of work on a new rock album, because it's something that I've wanted to do for some time. You know, I have never woken up one morning and said to myself, I've got to write something, you know? It's always much more passive with me than that. I get a kind of feeling that builds up in me, some feeling, some emotion builds up. And I know that there's a song trying to get out, and I will then go and sit with the piano or pick up a guitar or something and write down whatever it is that comes out of me. And a few things have started to pop out of me now, and enough things have started to pop out that I think that there's probably enough material to make another album. And it's about personal responsibility. It's funny enough, it's kind of about what we were just talking about going back to Pink Floyd or not. You know, in a way, going back to Pink Floyd would be accepting that I'm not autonomous as a human being, and it would be about not understanding that the only change that we can make in the world is to change ourselves.